Okay, Sue.
Okay. So, from my understanding, a few of you may already have seen a presentation on Web Center. A few of you may not. In this presentation, I want to cover the Web Center suite, both the 10.1.3.2 release that's out currently, as well as give you more details as far as what's coming in our release 11 version of Web Center, which is due out end of calendar year 2007. And you'll just and I'll give you more details as far as the types of users, the different components, and some screenshots. Maybe as we get closer, we can come back again and look at, say, a pre-release of it. But right now, we have screenshots of some of the new features in 11. So again, it's an introduction to Web Center Suite. I'm Sue Vickers. I'm a group manager with the Oracle Web Center product management team. We're also the Oracle Portal product management team. My team focuses more on the developer side of things and either building portlets, building applications, but more from the developer side and how Web Center can help you do that. So I'm going to go through an introduction overview of Web Center. I'm going to do a demonstration of the 10.1.3.2 release, a sample app that we've built and some of the Web Center features inside of that application. And then I'm going to go into integration and interoperability as well as, and that includes the R11 features as well. So Oracle Web Center Suite, it's really a new platform for user interaction. It really combines the best of portals, which people know as portlets and customization. It gives you, on top of that, a rich client development framework, so that way you can build these new Web 2.0 type UIs, but still have the portal capabilities you're used to inside of it. It has the Web 2.0 collaborative and content services, and I'll go into more details as far as that, but things like wiki access from content in a standard way using JSR 170, discussions, etc. It's hot pluggable. What that means is that while we provide a lot of the things out of the box for you with Web Center, we assume that you may already have your current and existing implementations. So if you're already using Exchange Server rather than Oracle Collaboration Suite, you can plug that into Web Center. If you're already using certain types of email or Documentum or Stellant, etc., you can plug that into Web Center rather than having to go with our content management system. And then also, Web Center supports the latest Java standards for UI development. It's built completely on top of Java server faces. It uses JSR 227, which is part of ADF, for the data model and the binding. And obviously, we support JSR 168, the portlet standard. So just to give you a glimpse of the Oracle Web Center 10 GR3, which is currently available today, this release is more of a developer release. It allows developers to build these Web Center type applications using JDeveloper. The idea that you can build, you have one development environment, which is JDeveloper, and whether you're building your Beeple process or you're consuming portlets in a Java Server Faces application, you use that one development environment to do it all. So if we look at the technology stack, it's based on App Server 10G, which is a 10.1.3 version. Then it uses Oracle Application Development Framework, or ADF. We completely are integrated with Java Server Faces. You're actually building a Java Server Faces application to consume your portlets, to access your content, and to do runtime customization. So the Web Center app is a Java Server Faces application. We use AJAX for partial page refresh and active data, the idea of pushing data out to the app rather than having to recall new data all the time. The Web Center framework, which provides you some of these portal-like capabilities, the portlet runtime for whether you're building portlets or consuming portlets inside of your application, content integration. No matter what your content repository is, if it supports JSR 170, you can bring that content in through the Web Center application, and I'll go into more detail about that. The JSF portlet bridge, so if you have existing Java Server Faces applications, or you have an outside source providing these to you, or you build your own, you can use our JSF portlet bridge to portletize or make them a portlet, and then bring them into not only Oracle Web Center, but then any any portal. Customizable components. We have two components in Web Center for 10.1.3 that allow you to make any ADF component customizable, as well as manipulate content at runtime to move things around at runtime. And in 10.1.3, our catalog is the component palette, the idea that you can have access to a number of portlets, a number of pieces of content all through the component palette. Web Center services, so we have this layer where we have a content management system, search, and in the next slide I'll go through these in detail. Access to discussions, access to wiki, voice over IP, and presence in IM. And then also just the ability to be able to access your content, whether you're on a desktop, whether you're on wireless, whether you're on a phone somewhere, you can access the information that you need anywhere you are. And again, it's all done through JDAV using the Web Center extension. So to go into more detail on the Web Center framework, so the pieces that are available in JDeveloper, the first one is the ability to embed portlets in your Faces applications. So you can embed both, you can embed WSRP 1.0 and 2.0 portlets. So whether they're JSR 168 portlets or .NET portlets or some other language, if they're part of the WSRP 1.0 standard or the 2.0 standard, you can consume those within your Web Center application. If you've been using Oracle Portal in the past, we continue to support the Oracle PDK Java, which is Oracle's Java APIs, and PLSQL portlets in the Web Center application. As I mentioned, we have two customizable components. It's the panel customizable and the show detail frame. With the show detail frame, you can take any ADF component, whether it's an ADF table, an ADF tree, an object image, and if you put that inside of a show detail frame, at runtime you have actions such as, you can minimize, you can maximize it, and if you put that show detail frame inside of a panel customizable, you can then hide and show it at runtime, and you can also move it around at runtime. So those are the two customizable components we provide. The other ones are some of the out-of-the-box portlets. We have rich text portlets, web clipping, and omniportlet. Rich text portlet allows you to, have more of a text-type announcement at runtime. So the idea that if you have announcements on your web application, a site administrator can customize and update those announcements without having to go into the file system or redeploy the app. You can do that directly within the application running. Web clipping is the ability to clip internal and external websites and have that dynamic data displayed in your application, and you do configure that at runtime. So once the app has been deployed and your web clipping portal is on the page, you can continue to manipulate the portlet and clip different sites or provide new information to users immediately. And then finally, omniportlet, the idea that you can take any data source such as XML or an RSS feed or a web service or even a spreadsheet file and visualize it any way that you want. We have four or five standard layouts, but we also have an HTML layout, so you can have any type of UI you want on top of that data. And again, that's all done at runtime. As I mentioned, we have the ability to expose your Java Server Faces applications as portlets using our JSF portlet bridge, and that's as simple as you have your Java Server Faces application, you add two jar files to the project, and you create a portlet.xml, which is a standard XML file for JSR 168 portlets, and then you deploy it to our container, and it's ready to run as a portlet in any portal server. Part one feature of ADF is ADF security, and that's all integrated with Web Center Suite. And as I mentioned, the ability to integrate content into your application. So out of the box, we have our Oracle Content DB content management system, and we also provide adapters if you have Documentum, SharePoint, or Lotus Notes. We provide adapters to be able to use data control, our content repository data control, to be able to drag and drop methods onto your page and access the content no matter which one of these content repositories you have in the back end. And because we've acquired Stellant, we are working closely to make sure that you have that same ability with Stellant as you would any of these as well. And I mentioned the standards. You know, our key is just to make sure that we support all of the standards that you would expect for a portal-like application for an application like this. So Web Center Services, like I mentioned, we provide a lot of services in 10.1.3.2. Oracle Content DB is provided in the box, and that's the out-of-the-box content management system. But again, if you have your own, you can plug your own in. Enterprise Search, we provide secure enterprise search in the box as well, and its ability to search structured and unstructured content across your application. Instant Messaging and Presence, the idea that you can embed in your application who's online, who's offline, and if you need information in context to get your job done, you can quickly either chat with that person or get on a phone call with that person and do it directly from the application, get the information you need, and continue on with, say, the transaction that you have in process rather than going to another site to look up how you can find that person. So just the ability to embed presence information from within your application. We ship a discussion forum server in the box. It's based on Jive, if you're familiar with Jive. And just the ability that from your application you can do anything with discussions. You can create new forums, create new threads, reply to threads, et cetera. Whatever you would do with forums, you can do it directly from your application. For this one, we provide some portlets out of the box, but you can definitely use the ADF components to also then just connect directly to the Jive, to the discussion forum server, and get any kind of data you want out of it. Wiki, we provide a wiki server as well, and the idea that you can create wikis, join wikis, and participate in a wiki and as well. So that's all in the box. The reason why we provide all of these different things in the box with Web Center Suite today is we want all this information in context. So like I mentioned, with presence, if you're approving an expense report and you need to speak with the person who filed the expense report before you say approve or reject, you can instantly get the information you need from them because you see they're online. So just everything is in context is, the main benefit of Web Center. So what I'm going to do before we go into the 11 features is I'm going to give a demonstration. This is, and some of you may have seen this, this is the iExpense demo. It's really about a user submitting an expense, the manager approving that expense, and then also then a VP of the organization changing rules in the organization so that people can't expense large amounts of expense large meals anymore, and we'll show the Web Center components within inside of this application. Okay, so the first thing I do is I log in as, and I guess before I start, does anybody have any questions about, I'm not sure how you want to do this, I don't know if you want to leave questions for the end or if they just ask questions as we go.
As you go, however, it's up to you. So.
Okay. Yeah, at any point, if anybody has any questions, just let me know.
So I've got one, which is, where does the current thing that we know as Portal fit?
So for 10.1, the Portal and Web Center, we see as two different products. With Web Center, we see it more as a developer tool, the idea that, we really wanted to target developers that are building J2E web applications and give them the ability to consume portal-like capabilities into that. What we found is that even though our portal product is a portal-building tool and it's very declarative and it's all browser-based, a lot of people that are more developer-focused want the standards-based application and they want an IDE-type environment. And for the 10.1.3 release, we've kind of targeted our Oracle portal toward the more of the business developer or the business user, and then this Web Center as the Web Center as the developer-focused tool. And then, obviously, the one thing I don't mention is that with Oracle Portal and Web Center, with Web Center you can bring in everything from Oracle Portal that you want to leverage, whether if you have content in Oracle Portal. Oracle Portal is a JSR 170 content repository, and we have an adapter for that in WebCenter. Any portlets that you've built in Oracle Portal work in WebCenter, and even the portal pages can be served up as portlets in WebCenter. But for the 10.3 release, we see it as two different target audiences. One is more of the business user, and one is more of the developer.
So it sounds like they're kind of parallel as far as development areas. They're doing the same, you're getting the same end result, but you're using different tools.
Yeah. I think, and like I said, it is really the same. I mean, with the Oracle Portal, like I said, it's just based on the user. What we find is that we can't force a developer to use this browser-based environment, so we're bringing in those portal capabilities to them, and JDeveloper is what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that no matter how you build it, whether it's through IDE or through the browser, you get the same type of portal components that you're looking for.
What are you folks using internally for Project Fusion kind of stuff? So what are you going to be using in your internal development for the Fusion app stack?
All of Fusion will be based on ADF, and WebCenter is based on ADF. So WebCenter will be tightly integrated with Fusion apps because it's on the same stack.
Are the Fusion developers, you know, planning on using this at this point? Because, you know, what I understand when I first got this information about WebCenter, what's his name? From the old reports guy, Harry.
Oh, yes.
When Harry first invited me to come out for the thing, I asked, well, is this, you know, is there any plans on this making it into the internal development subset of for Project Fusion?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, he didn't have any sense that was going to happen. Has that changed, or was he misinformed?
So Fusion Apps is, according to what we know right now, Fusion Apps will be using the WebCenter components inside of Fusion Apps. So with the services that we're providing in WebCenter, they'll be using that in Fusion Apps, definitely.
Oh, okay. So.
All of the and you'll see in, when I talk about Release 11, all of the services that I talk about for Release 11 is being leveraged by Fusion Apps. The portlets that we build, they're using our WebCenter framework part of that to bring that into Fusion Apps. And you'll see, it'll make sense more in the 11. We have a new page editor and features in 11 that will be definitely used directly in Fusion Apps.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And so as we get toward the end of the slides and we talk about 11, you'll begin to see, I don't know if you've seen any images or mock-ups of Fusion Apps, but we all share the same look and feel. And so when you see the images of WebCenter, you'll see the same look and feel for everything that's coming in 11 and also Fusion Apps.
So they're not going to be using Portal then?
They won't be using Oracle Portal.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so I'm going to log in as a user, Neil Russell. And this user is just a normal user with not that many privileges. The main task of the user is the user wants to be able to submit an expense report. What you can see initially when we log on to this site, and what you can do, I guess my screen is 1280. I know that with Collaboration Suite, if you can't see the whole thing, there is a scroll bar button that you can put at the top where you can scroll if you are getting part of the screen cut off. So Neil Russell has information on this page that's important to him. Top categories in the last quarter, his pending expense reports, his paid expense reports, and then just news of the company, what's going on in the company today. So Neil needs some information because he's at a conference and he lost his PDA, and he wants to make sure that he can expense a new PDA with the company. So he did submit a discussion thread, and this is discussions here, to ask about a replacement PDA. And so when he clicks on that, he can see that his response was there was a response given to him. It was, as long as the PDA is under $500, go ahead and expense it with your manager, no problem. And this is the discussion forums that we provide with Web Center Suite. So we're going to go ahead and create a new expense report. And what you'll see here is just the information that's already available. So we'll go, it was because of a travel and, let's say, miscellaneous. Okay, and he's going to be safe and, you know, he knows he's going to get a really expensive PDA, so we'll go as far as possible. Okay, and all the information is updated, and we'll just say, I lost my PDA. Okay. And then we'll go ahead and add that new line to our already existing expenses. Okay, and then you can see that show up here. So we'll go ahead and submit our expenses. And the one thing I want to show here is, you know, what we have a lot of components on this page, and the nice thing that you can see is that whether this right here is just a simple, it's an ADF component, this is an ADF component, but what you don't see is that this right here is an OmniPortlet, and it looks just like any other component, has the same actions. And if you wanted to be able to, if you had an expense coming from Europe or a different country, you can go ahead and find out the exchange rate for that country. But again, this is a portlet embedded with your page, and it's, you know, from the user perspective, this is running like any other JSF or ADF component. So let's continue on with the expense report. So, travel. And then we'll select that. We just want to expense this one this time. And we'll add it. Okay, and then we'll go ahead and submit expenses. One of the nice features, though, is that directly within your application, you can embed content. So what we've shown here, what we show here is that if I, you know, I have this new expense report 46146, and I can save it as a PDF and have it saved directly to the content repository. That way I can look at it. I have this electronic trail of my expenses that I can look at later. So I have this PDF that's automatically created using XML Publisher, and what we do is we publish that to our content repository, and then it can be searched and viewed later. So we have our expense, you know, with the description and everything else. And if I go back now and say I, you know, I forget the number or I need some information, if I type in, say, the partial of the expense report number and I hit search, it comes back with all of the content from the content repository that is based on that information. So what I can see is, you know, here's the expense that I just submitted. If I click on it again, it's the same thing. So, and all of this content that I show is coming from the content repository. Another nice feature is if you want to have more collaboration environments, if you had, say, an expense doc here, you can have the author, but then you can also say, oh, I have a question about this doc, or I have some comments, or I need more information. You know, here's the author, and I can find out whether they're online, offline, and chat with them directly about that content. So just the really that you can enhance collaboration features today in your own application. Okay, and then as you can see also, using Beeple workflow, my notification automatically came up here on this page, and so it says it's been submitted. So we'll go ahead and log out, and we'll log in as the manager, T. Bennett. Now, Terrence immediately sees that there's a notification pending his approval. On his page here, he can see the same type of information that Neil saw, but it's pertinent to him. He can see top categories, but he can also see his own pending expenses and paid expenses, and he sees the same expense news that the entire organization sees. So he immediately goes to see what Neil has expensed this time. And this is where I talk about information in context. When this page comes up, what you can see is as Terrence goes through and selects all of these different expense reports, immediately you can see, you know, I lost my PDA, but if he looks at Martin Day, it comes up with and a different expense. He can immediately see in partial page refresh the expense report here. But as we look at the one that I want to expense, you can also see things like last five reports, and we can see the one that we're interested in. We can also see who's the top spender in the organization that happens to be Neil. So maybe I want to have a conversation with him before I approve that expense report, find out what happened, you know, what happened to his PDA. I just need some information. I can have a chat with him, start a web conference, or even get on the phone with Neil and go ahead and expense or not expense that expense report. So, and then the final thing I wanted to show is now Blair Palmer. So if we log out again as Terrence.
Excuse me, is all of that underlying stuff in production yet, like being able to just click into a phone call or click into a chat, or is this still?
The only thing, so it's all part of Web Center 10.1.3.2. The only pieces that haven't been released yet but are imminent are discussions and wiki. From my understanding, the phone conference and the chat, Oracle Communication and Mobility Server was released, and it's available for download in OTN already. And you use that with Web Center, and it's part of the Web Center license. But we are in the final stages of shipping our wiki server and discussion server so that you can also do the same thing.
So is this separately licensed?
No, like I mentioned, all of the pieces that I talked about are part of the Web Center license. The only option from the things that...
So what's the extra Web Center? So how much is a Web Center license?
Maybe we talk... So Web Center is 50K per CPU for the Web Center option. And we can always talk about it at the end in more detail. So the last person... And Blair can instantly, again, all this information is accessible to everyone. Blair's notification, though, is that the average meal expenses are rising by more than 15%. Blair can click on that notification, get taken directly to the policies where he can see the meal information or other expenses immediately. And as he drills into this data, he can see that over time the meal expenses have been rising. And, you know, I think while he's tried to lower the expenses before, maybe we go ahead and now lower it again to a $50 limit and effective date today. Before we say that policy, though, Blair want to make sure that all of these policy limits are set to acceptable ranges for the organization. So he may create a wiki and have maybe his top finance people or his executives come together and figure out what the expense policy limits should be. And the idea that you can collaborate and come to a new policy document or new information around a wiki and get some resolutions done. And then we go ahead and save the policy change. And what you can see immediately is that the entire organization now is able to see that the new expense policy limit under $50, that's using the rule service from SOA, the SOA suite. So it's just the idea that with Web Center, you have portlets embedded, and you have discussions, and you have wiki, and all of these things integrate really well with the rest of the ADF and SOA stack, and it's all done at the service layer. So let me go back right now to the presentations. Skipped ahead a little bit. So right before we go into 11, like I mentioned, Web Center is hot pluggable. While we provide a lot of capabilities out of the box, if you already have your own implementation, you can definitely continue to use that. Any portlets that you've built, whether it's JSR 168 specifically or WSRP, all of those are integrated in to Web Center. If you have your own collaboration server and you don't want to use Oracle Collaboration Suite, you can continue to use your own. For content management, while we provide one out-of-the-box Oracle content database as part of the Web Center license, you can continue to use Documentum or Lotus Notes or SharePoint if you already have those in place. Real-time communication, our standard is based on Hotstip, or our system is based on Hotstip, and we do provide our own present server out of the box, but if you have your own present server or your own real-time communication, you can use the pieces that you have as long as they adhere to the Hotstip standard. Application server, for building portlets, if you wanted to use a different application server, our portlets run on other application servers. And same thing with development tools. And then identity management, we have the file-based identity management out of the box, but you can definitely use Oracle's LDAP server or any other LDAP server. we don't have, like with Oracle Portal, we don't have a OID requirement. You can really just use any LDAP server. You don't have to go through OID. And as well as any applications, we do have still the Oracle Portlet Factory, so whether you're using SAP or any of Oracle's applications, those are all pluggable into Web Center. And then same thing with databases. We don't have a database requirement for Web Center, so you can use it with any database that you have today.
Is there any portlet that supports Siebel?
So I know that Siebel in their 10.1.3.2 release has released a few JSR 168 portlets, and I think they're creating more JSR 168 portlets. So those are the type of portlets that you can integrate with Web Center.
Thanks.
But from my understanding, their 10.1.3.2 release, they have a few JSR 168 portlets that you can use in Web Center today. All of the current Oracle applications are integrated and certified with Web Center. Fusion applications are, and this was the question that you had earlier, Fusion applications are being built based on the Web Center architecture, which means that they're embedding our services into Fusion apps, they're using our portlets in Fusion apps, and we're all using that ADF framework to get the rich Ajax-based JSF framework. Everything will be componentized and customizable, and everything is presence-aware and the embedded Web 2.0 services. So I want to quickly get to Release 11 to make sure that we have enough time to cover it all. So the strategy for Release 11 is to take customers from a development platform into a browser-based platform. In 10.1.3.2, it's all about the developer and building your applications and being able to consume these portal-like capabilities and these Web 2.0 services into your application. But we want to take the business developer side of it to the next level and be able to deliver and customize your Web Center-based applications completely at runtime. We have an out-of-the-box shell in 11, the idea that whether you're using the Web Center application, you're using Fusion apps, or you're using your own custom application, the shell can be wrapped around any of these and you have the same look and feel across all of your applications. And I'll go into details as far as the different areas of Web Center. So the components I'm going to talk about with 11G, the architecture, how the architecture is different, then go into Web Center's new services, spaces, and Composer. So we saw 10.1.3.2 and, you know, ADF, and you have the framework and you have the services. Now for 11, we add a whole new layer. So while the framework is mostly the same, we now include the idea of a task flow as part of ADF. It's kind of like a local portlet. It combines the data and UI as a reusable component, but it's deployed directly to the application rather than running remotely. The main thing of a task flow is that it is local to your application, but it's reusable. If you wanted to use, say today you wanted to build an ADF table and you wanted to use it on a different page, you would rebuild that ADF table or copy it over. With a task flow, it shows up in the resource catalog, and you can add it to your page, you can add it to another page. It's completely reusable and customizable, and it acts just like a portlet, but it is local. New services come in, and I'll describe these in more detail. Web Center Spaces is a new area, and I'll go through all of these. But the main thing for Web Center is personal spaces and group spaces. And again, in a few slides, I'll be able to talk about these in more detail. Web Center Composer is the ability to completely customize your application at runtime using the page editing tool and some of these business rules. And these are all things that Fusion Apps will be using as well. So to go through the latest services, events is something new. It's like calendaring. And all of these things plug into the same standard-based implementations you may have. So we have support for events, announcements, so that if you have, you know, top salesperson or you want to just make an announcement across the board, we have these runtime announcements that site administrators or community members can make across the community. Web conference, the ability to start or join a web conference. RSS, any information, if you have a community or a group space, and I'll describe group space, you can publish RSS information out to different applications, maybe different departments, or externally to your organization. Email, you can view, create new emails, update emails, et cetera, from your application. Relationships, it's the ability to relate two components together. So if you have a discussion thread and people keep asking the same questions in this discussion thread and you know there's a document out there that solves that problem, you can attach or link the document directly to the thread, and so anybody then that views this thread can see the document attached to it that solves their problem immediately. Notes, it's like an electronic post-it note, which is it's a personal note if you wanted to just remind yourself about something or you want to just give yourself a little stick-it note, you do that as an electronic stick-it note in the application. Lists, if you want to have an issues list or a bug list that your community is tracking, you can easily create a number of lists. Tasks or to-dos, not only do you have personal tasks, but you also have community tasks so that members in the community could assign tasks to other members in the community as well. So if you want, you know that Bob went to a conference and delivered, you know, this great presentation, you can assign him a task of setting up a conference to do that presentation internally as well.
For the mail component, will there be an integration with Hotmail or other email server like this one?
So it's integration with back-end servers, not really the clients, so Exchange server type integration. So not really Hotmail or,
okay.
You know, but it's any, if you have another mail server that's not Oracle or even Oracle, that's what we integrate with.
Okay, thanks.
So we also provide a bunch of task flows out of the box. And remember, task flow is like a local component. So you can say automatically as you start to use Web Center, you can see recent activities. So as people create new tasks, as people create new announcements, immediately it automatically begins to pick up recent activities. You can set your favorites. There's SES is built in, so you can do a search across the organization, across the application. You can set up preferences for your community or for yourself. Presence aware, and I'll go into details about this, but the idea that you can have your own contact list or buddy list. Everything that you drop onto the page is contextually aware, so automatically if it's able to receive information from the outside, it can tell you, I listened for these parameters, you know, wire me up, you know, directly from the page. You have a list of all the communities that you're a part of. You can relate documents, you can add new documents, you can manage, you can view discussions and email. So let me talk about Web Center Spaces. So there's three big pieces for Web Center Spaces in 11. The first one is a sidebar. The idea of the sidebar is it's the things that you do most often throughout the day. It's your notifications, whether you need to approve an expense or you need to complete a task. your applications, your most used applications throughout the day, your personal documents or documents you subscribe to, your personal notes, your buddy list or contact list, your email, and your tasks. Why we have this in a sidebar is that no matter where you are in Web Center, you're looking at your personal space, you're looking at a community or another group space, your sidebar is always with you. You always have access to the things you do most often, and it's always in context. Personal space is you have a space where you can create your own pages, or a site administrator can provide you access to a personal space, say a sales page, based on your enterprise role. Group spaces, it's where users of groups of people can collaborate together. So if there's a sales community and you want to track North America sales and how you can get instant information as far as how sales are doing, you can have contact lists for all of the salespeople in your organization for that region. You can find out, you know, what are the customers we're targeting if, you know, this is the way that you sell to this line of business. So really the community or groups of users that can collaborate together. So let's take a look at the personal space. By default, you see in Web Center, you see a welcome page. A site administrator would obviously customize this to what makes sense for the organization. You have My Page, which is where you would have your, you know, your to-do list, your applications, your task flow that you think are important to you. And you may have been subscribed to a sales page because maybe a site administrator thinks that you should be aware of sales information because you're in a sales organization. The one thing I want to point out here before we go to look at the sidebar is you can see even though in my personal space I can see some information here on the left. This is my collapsed sidebar. I can see immediately that I have 7 notifications and I have 3 emails. Sidebar can be collapsed or it can be expanded. Either way, you would be able to access that information. So even though it was collapsed, if I right-click, I could see my notifications. If I right-click on email, I could see my emails. So it gives me more space on the page, but I still have access to the things I use most. And here's the sidebar expanded. And so I can see immediately, you know, that I need to schedule a meeting or I have a new opportunity. I have these to-dos. And I can customize whether they disappear when I check them or leave them alone. And you can see all of the different things I mentioned in the sidebar. For group space, this one is focused around a project. By default in Web Center 11, we provide 2 types of group spaces out of the box. One is a project community, and the other one is a community of interest. So a project would be if you're working on a new demo, a huge demo for the organization, or you're working on a huge project and you have a lot of people that are working together, you would create a project group space to be able to do that. A community of interest may be that you're all part of the sales organization or you're all part of a specific account and you want to collaborate together about it. So this is what you see in the community by default as a moderator creates one. You can see that you have announcements, you have your issues list, you have tasks, recent activities, next steps, and then you have links to administer, to discuss, your documents, etc. And like I mentioned, even though we're in this group space, our sidebar is always with us. But it's just the idea that you can collaborate instantly. And I want to point out, your personal space is always there as well as a tab on the page. So you can instantly get back to what you need to do on a personal level as you work with a group level. All of your groups that you're a part of, you can specify. If you have ones that you access on a daily basis, you can have them show up on the tab here. If you have ones that maybe you don't access more often, they can just show up in your community list or your pages drop down here. And so you can maybe you have 50 communities, but you only have 3 that you really participate in, then it only makes sense for you to have 3 of them quickly accessible up here and the others just available when you need it. Web Center Composer, it's page editor. It's the idea that you can customize your application at runtime, whether it's your personal or community-based. It's browser-based, and it's available to edit. This feature is available for custom apps as well as Web Center. So if you build your custom application in 11, you can put the page customizable tags in your application, and the page editor automatically comes up and allows you to add new components at runtime, set security at runtime, look at all the resources that are available. So you can see here in the page editor, and this is in a Kia tracking community, that I select this item here, and I can immediately customize this component on the page. And then the page editor console is in context of what I've selected. So I can set, change the portlet title, the description, the keywords. I can set security for this component. I can, you know, if I were to release the context from this, I would see in the page editor all the resources that are available to me to add to the page. The one thing you'll see with context is with this field here, this is, I can look at the parameters for this component, so I can see whether it's wired up to receive information or not. And again, this page editor is available both in WebCenter and a custom application, so you can get the same experience. So just to summarize, it's WebCenter provides you just a single UI framework. That whether you're everything is done in the one development environment. So if you're building a custom app, even in 11, all of the services you have available in WebCenter, the browser-based tool, is also available in your custom app. So the relationship service, your events, your announcements, your lists, your tasks, all of those you can embed into a custom app as well using JDeveloper, and all of those are available out of the box. All of those are available out of the box as well. The single UI interaction shell, the idea that you have the same UI and you can wrap it around any of your applications, and your personal, your group spaces, and your relationships. The Web 2.0 services are all there, and they're all based on the SOA architecture and the JSR 227. So they all provide these data controls to have the automatic creation of, say, JSF components based on these services, and the ability just to customize all of these components at runtime. That's pretty good too. So that's kind of a glimpse into Release 11 and what's coming end of calendar year 2007. And as I mentioned, that look and feel in all of these services, all of the Oracle, or all of the products in Oracle are building based on ADF and based on the WebCenter stack. So the page editor, which is the customization, Fusion Apps will be using that. All of the services, Fusion Apps will be using that. And so it's just nice that you know that if you build with WebCenter today, you will be able to use all of these things in 11, and it'll work well with Fusion Apps in the future as well.
In the 11G version, will we have only one product where we can install WebCenter, SOA Suite, and all of them, or will it be separate products?
So it'll still be App Server will be a full product, and WebCenter will be part of App Server. And you know, so you can get all of the App Server components together. Fusion Apps will be separate. It's just that it's the fact that it's all based on the same stack. So there won't, it'll just be like installing another component of the product, but it is a separate install for, say, Fusion compared to App Server.
Okay, because right now if you want to do SOA, we have to install 10.1.3.1, and if you want to do WebCenter, we have to install 10.1.3.2. It's not this, we cannot use 10.1.3.2 for SOA and WebCenter, that's right.
Oh, that's just, yeah, for 11 it won't be like that. For 11 it's going to be one big install.
Okay, good, thanks. Do you have any plan to integrate tenant products in WebCenter?
Yes, we do. Sorry about that. So yes, we are working right now to integrate Stellant. There are things you can do today. Stellant has web services APIs today. So from a 10.1.3.2 web center, you can integrate using the web services APIs. And you can also embed, they have these edit in place tags. And you can embed those tags in your web center application. And that allows you to edit content directly in place, like a rich text editor type feature, and so you maybe change the text in your content and you hit save and it updates directly in your application at runtime, and it's also saved back to the Stellant content repository. So we're doing those things today. In 11, you'll start to see tighter integration where Stellant is the content management system, and it's also provided as part of our doc library and our services as well.
Thank
you. There's definitely things you can do today, but it will be much tighter for 11.
Okay.
Any other questions?
For the developer, does it just come down to adding the library in JDeveloper and then dragging and dropping the components, or is there anything else?
So for 10.1, there's two differences. For 10.1.3.2, things like portlets, content, and customization, they're all available out of the box and all declarative, so you just drag and drop. In 10.1.3.2, mm-hmm. for the services, it's mostly using the services APIs. They're either their Java APIs or the web services APIs to be able to, or we have sometimes out-of-the-box portlets where you can, say, register the portlet and use it inside your application, or you can communicate with that service using the web services APIs. For 11, we're going to have this Web Center extension that's automatically part of JDEV 11, and what you'll see is you'll see all of the Web Center services and portlets and content that's available to you, and you just drag it from the resource catalog onto your page, and it either drops directly onto the page, or it tells you, hey, I haven't been configured yet, can you configure me, and a screen will come up, you configure it, and then it's on your page, and you run it, and you have access to then do to-do lists and announcements and lists directly from your application. So in 11, everything will be drag and drop, and everything will be there by default.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you can develop Web Center apps using other IDEs as well. How would that work?
So with ADF, I know they're looking at open source to Eclipse and to other IDEs, mm-hmm. and we're looking at the same thing for Web Center. So with ADF applications, from my understanding, you can open things up in Eclipse, and we're just now working on that. With Web Center, we're trying to get to the same level as ADF and expand it out to many other IDEs. But we're currently working on Eclipse.
But effectively, okay. You know, what I'm seeing is that it looks like you sit on top of ADF and ADF faces, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So what you've got is a level of abstraction over it, plus some additional library components to do the things like, you know, messaging and calendaring and stuff.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. And in 10.1.3.2, you won't really, I mean, it's hard to tell the difference between what's ADF specifically and then what's Web Center. We've made our components in 10.1.3 look just like any other ADF component. So when you build a portlet, all you're doing is going to the new gallery to register the new portlet or to build a portlet. The customizable components are just in the component palette, and content is just another data control. We have a content repository data control. So they look like any other ADF component in 10.1.3. In Release 11, we've definitely built a layer, an abstraction on top of ADF and the Web Center framework to provide this runtime solution that everything is just automatically done for you and customizable. And then we bring those services back to you and JDeveloper as well for custom app development.
First blush, this looks like a huge cost for what seems to me like sort of, you know, SharePoint-like functionality built into ADF that, I mean, I know I can go out and get open source components to support these same features. I mean, do you really think that, I mean, at 50K a CPU, this is going to fly?
Definitely for 11, we see a lot of value into this, the runtime capabilities, and we definitely see this as, when you look at some of the market, and I'm not familiar with SharePoint's pricing, but when you do look at IBM and BEA, I think we're on par, even still lower than especially IBM, and probably on par with BEA as far as the pricing. And so while it is a jump from what we were, say, with Oracle Portal, it's kind of on par with the other competitors as far as pricing.
Yeah, because, you know, we're looking at it as being an add-on on top of ADF, which is, of course, going from 5,000 a CPU to 50,000 a CPU.
Yes.
And, I mean, I had a bunch of my developers here watching, and we're all just rolling our eyes and going, you're kidding, right?
Yeah, I mean...
I'll let you know. I mean, I wanted to give you the feedback that, I mean, if we want to do this functionality, I mean, we will have to look, I mean, we will look very hard at open source components before we contemplate the solution.
Yeah, I think the main thing, especially with 10.1.3.2, that you have to look at is, you know, the availability of the other services that we provide. Because, yeah, from a developer standpoint, when you look at it as far as your ADF, you maybe you want to just add portlets for content, you may not see the value. But the idea that the present server is there as well, wiki is there, discussions are there, and then content is there. And that's the reason, and secured enterprise search is also there. If you were to price the components individually, it would be much higher than the $50K price, and so that's where the pricing is coming from. And the pricing stays consistent through to 11 because of the upgrade that you get to 11. But I definitely understand. I'm happy to, you know, set up anything to provide more of a demonstration of the capabilities and the development aspects of it as well.
Okay. Well, it looks like we're about 10 after 9, and we got started a little bit late. I don't want to keep anyone. So I think if anyone has any other questions, you know, you can definitely send them on to me. I can pass them on to Sue or connect you up with Sue. So are we all set then?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.